Good afternoon. Try to answer your questions. That was quick.
Pat. Is it helpful for you guys to be able to use different combinations of personnel and run similar plays?
Yeah, I think that you hit on what we try to do. Two things. Number one, we want to use the whole roster. Everybody that's active on offense, we want to get them involved. So we try to get everybody involved. And then secondly, to be able to change the groupings, go from 11 to 12 to 13 to 22, and then run similar run plays. And then obviously the play actions and the dropbacks off it. So, you know, you're always trying to fool the defense in some to some degree. And being able to do that helps you.
Mike's involvement in the offense been different this season? I know he made it a point to say he wants to get more involved in something.
As opposed to last year?
As opposed to 2016.
I think Coach Zimmer and I have a healthy, you know, flow in terms of how we talk. Each week we'll both kind of watch our sides of the ball, and then we'll come and kind of compare notes. And I wouldn't say it's really defined throughout the day. You know, I kind of he'll kind of walk by the office. We'll sit down and talk. I'll let him know what we're doing. Every once in a while, he'll say, you know, against this coverage, you know, this is a tough concept. But it's, you know, it's nothing really, you know, specific other than just two guys talking.
From your perspective, you know, where he's at right now as a head coach, has he become a better delegator over the last few years with, you know, assistant coaches, things like that?
Yeah, it's not for me to judge the head coach, first off. I think he does a terrific job with the team. I mean, he's obviously established himself as an outstanding defensive coordinator. He's an outstanding head coach. And, you know, I think our players are really playing hard. Our players are, you know, I don't like the phrase buying in. Our guys are totally committed. They're playing hard. And fortunately, we're making enough plays on Sunday to win some games.
Look at the Falcons compared to last year. What do you see this year, last year, and also from early this year to when they had that lull to where they're at now?
Well, specifically, the scheme on defense, exactly the same. You know, I mentioned, you know, it's the Seattle mold of the 4-3 defense. They play a lot of 3-deep zone, 1-deep man on third down. They're very fast. They're very active. They don't have to blitz much, and they still get, a ton of pressure on the quarterback. So I'm seeing the same defense. I'm seeing the same guys playing as hard as they did a year ago. So a very similar model.
Pat, what factors go into when you decide to go no huddle with the offense?
It's just a feel. You know, I feel like I'm just working the throttle. You know, we've got, you know, we feel good about our plan each week. And then as the flow of the game goes, you know, kind of speed it up, slow it down. You know, sometimes you have to slow it down to get the groupings in that we were talking about earlier. And then every once in a while, if you get the defense reeling, you know, a fast play can help create maybe a big play.
So it's as much momentum as it is, you know, seeing a certain defensive personnel grouping?
Could be. I mean, one of the great advantages to tempo is if you can catch them with 12 on the field. You know, I think that would be a great thing. But, no, it's just the feel, you know, flow of the game. You don't always know how things are going to play out. I couldn't tell you when we started the second half of the Lions game we were going to run four straight run plays and score a touchdown. You know, then there's other times where you got, you know, six or seven good pass plays that you think are going to get you down the field and you don't gain a yard. So you just, you know, you got ideas of how you want to play things. The players go out and execute them, and then you just try to keep them rolling.
Jarius has talked about receivers playing a number of different spots in the offense as opposed to just having one spot where they play. How much does that help being able to run tempo when you have guys that can line up anywhere?
Well, it's a primary, you know, it's primary to tempo is because it's conceptual, you know, and they're all skilled players and they get lined up quickly. And so to their credit, they've trained themselves to function that way, and it kind of gives us some advantages on offense.
How much of the third down success and the red zone success do you think is due to maybe adjustments you made during the bye week that have really propelled you?
Yeah. Halftime adjustments, bye week adjustments. We talk about that a lot. Adjustments are happening constantly. You know, and we did some things during the bye week that I think helped us. But I think we're adjusting constantly.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Good. All right. Good.